This is Matt Lee from Indifference Productions reporting for Radio 4A from the ex-Harvest Forestry Squat in New England Street, Central Brighton. On the 10th of May, this Friday just gone, the squatters at the ex-Harvest Forestry building just down from Brighton Railway Station decided to oppose eviction. We went down to the squat to talk to the occupiers about their opposition to the Sainsbury's development and about what they hope to achieve in their occupation and in the opposition to the eviction. We're inside Harvest Forestry, the ex-Harvest Forestry, and we're just going to have to talk to Polly for Radio 4A to explain what's going on. We've got Ben locked onto some scaffolding outside the front doors at the moment, I think, haven't we? And we're expecting the bailiffs any minute. So, Polly, can you tell us a little bit about what's been going on here and why you're down here and what you expect to happen?
Well, I've been here for about 2 months now, running a place like a community centre. It's been used for workshops and kids' activities, art workshops, and mainly as a consultation space so people can come in and have a look at the plans and some possible alternative ideas.
The plans, you talk about the plans because the focus of the space is against the Sainsbury's development, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. We're opposed to it because we don't think we need another supermarket. We can think of hundreds of better ideas and better things that are much more needed here in Brighton. And we're also opposed to it because it's just been a complete mockery of the democratic process, if you like. Our council has refused to listen to the wishes of the people, although they've heard them in the consultation processes that they've done themselves. And rather than listening to what they've wanted, they've used that information to let Sainsbury's development in the back door. They haven't as yet put the foot down and said, no, we don't want this kind of commercial development. So we're hoping that maybe if we get enough people stirred up about it, causing enough of a fuss, that might happen, that they might be told to back off.
So you don't have any particular preference for what you want the development to be on the site? You're just, at the moment, more interested in trying to promote the consultation and oppose one particular development that seems to be preferred?
Yeah, I mean, everything at the moment that the council's writing seems to just look at one possible idea for the site. You know, the one development is the only thing that's really being considered. Or
what other ideas might be around or are around at the moment?
Well, I think people would like to see some affordable housing on one part of the site. There's a huge housing crisis in Brighton, as most people can appreciate, rents doubling overnight and whatnot. And so I think, you know, it'd be really good to see some affordable, decent housing here. There's actually been one project proposed by a group called Brighton Z. They've actually built a zero emission housing estate in Sutton, and they came up with a very interesting plan which included housing and also workshop space for local like artists and people to use. And it had, I can't remember what else it had in it, but it was very interesting, and it had a carbon offset thing, which meant that it, you know, was non-detrimental to the environment. So it was a really inspiring and forward-thinking project. But because Sainsbury's have paid off Railtrack to have first refusal on the land, people like that don't get a look in. I mean, there's also other ideas of a space for kids to be. I mean, they talk about getting kids off the street, but there's absolutely nowhere for them to do that without it costing them a lot of money. So we'd, you know, like to see some free kids space, maybe some sports facilities, just community space would be great, an urban farm or sustainability centre. There's all manner of things which could, you know, this space could be used for, ingenuitive and exciting ideas.
And also because it's so central to Brighton, it's right next to the station, it's an actually key site, isn't it? I mean, it's very good for those sort of developments.
Absolutely, it's completely key. It's really going to affect the whole character as well as the face of Brighton. I mean, it's got this reputation of being quirky and charismatic, so why not have a development that represents that and is, you know, exciting and forward-thinking rather than boring and clinical and concrete and sterile?
When you've been down here, what's the best things you've been doing since you've been down here for the last couple of months?
really enjoyed the film nights, actually. I don't get to go to the cinema much because I've got a little baby, so she's doesn't like sitting down for too long necessarily. So, yeah, it's been really nice to come out and be with other people with children and not with children and generally a nice social space. I really enjoyed the blacksmithing that went on. That was great to see. I'm quite interested in metalwork, so that was great. Just generally having the kids around, really, and having space for people to come and be where it doesn't cost them loads of money.
Now we're into the sort of the main end game, or the start of the sort of the eviction process. I mean, do you have hopes that you might actually be able to sort of hold off the bailiffs for a period of time and get enough support to maybe maintain the site for a while?
I think if we decide to do that, then we certainly could. We've been overwhelmed with the support that's been shown already this morning, people stopping in their cars and wishing us well and offering us help and resources and people bibbing horns and whatnot. So I really think that if we wanted to, that this could carry on. But I mean, we just need to keep our energy up and hopefully keep fresh energy coming in to replenish those that get tired so we can sustain it.
So you'd urge people to come down to the squat and come down and support even now, even after the bailiffs have come down and tried to evict you, still come down and see what's going on, find out and try and help.
Yeah, especially now, you know, if people feel strongly that they think this is a good thing to be doing, especially given all the press coverage we've been getting nationally as well as locally, you know, this is a real opportunity to highlight the global struggle against corporatisation. You know, it's really symbolic. So if people want to come and get involved, be more than welcome. Bring a sleeping bag, bring some tea bags, and come on down. Yeah, it's fun.
Excellent. Thanks very much, Polly. We're now outside the front of the Harvest Forestry, the ex-Harvest Forestry, where they're attempting to hold the place and preventing the bailiffs sort of taking back the squat and carry on the struggle. And Ben is sitting on the floor on New England Street with his neck padlocked to the doors and the scaffolding that's inside the doors. So, Ben, how do you feel sitting there with this thing around your neck and looking forward to the day?
I don't know how long I'm going to be here for, but be able to look... Well, as long as it takes, really. I think it's necessary. It's a pity they actually have to do this to make people take notice of what Sainsbury's are doing. And
does it make you nervous sitting there at the moment? Are you feeling a little bit of anticipation?
I'm not actually feeling nervous at the moment. I'm slightly worried that they might not turn up today. But, I'm all right. I think I'm probably getting a bit nervous from when they do turn up. But, yeah, just deal with that when it comes, because there'll be loads of people outside anyway, so there's lots of sort of support and... I think there might be other people coming out and doing similar things as well, so,
It's important to have the support around, you think?
Yeah, totally. I mean, that's what it's about. It's like a community group. We're talking as a group, speaking as a group, so you need to have the group around. If there's only one person making a protest, then you can't really make a protest on behalf of the community unless you're doing it with a group of people, a small community is in itself, so...
And you hope this will actually at least be some step forward in preventing Sainsbury's from just simply railroading the development through?
Well, I hope so. Hopefully it should raise the profile of the place and make it more known, show the public dissatisfaction with what the actual Sainsbury's development. So, yeah, hopefully it should do that.
Have you enjoyed your time down here? Has it been a nice time actually during the protest?
Yeah, it's been excellent. I think it's been a month and a half now, and it's been excellent all the way through. It's a really nice space. It's going to be a shame to lose the place, just the building itself. It's lovely in there. It's been really nice staying there and sit around the fires, really interesting people, lots of interesting stuff going on, and a lot of things have come about because of that as well. So, yeah.
What have you got personally out of the actual squat and the whole protest situation so far?
I've got to meet a lot more people which are sympathetic to this cause and other ones that I feel strongly about. I've had a nice space as well to sleep in and enjoy and spend time in, really. It's been good and learnt a few new skills here and there.
Do you think it's worth doing these sort of struggles for our own sakes as well, because we need to struggle and we need to actually learn from our struggles in order to actually oppose what's going on rather than just sit back and watch on TV other people doing these things?
Oh yeah, totally. I think we need to start keep on with these sort of struggles, because it's actually in doing it itself, it does bring people together. People learn a lot of new skills out of it, and they also learn about things that ways of living that they didn't normally know about. And yeah, I think it's really important. As much as I think the struggle is as important as the actually getting the as winning, as it were. Actually, you learn so much from it, and brings people together.
See you later.
Cheers.
That was Ben from the Ex-Harvest Forestry Squad telling us what it's like to be chained to the outside of a door to stop the bailiffs getting in. They're still down there. They still need people to come down there. Bailiffs are likely to be back on Monday or Tuesday, and more people are needed than ever before. So if you've got any time at all, get yourself down to New England Street in the centre of Brighton, just down from the railway station, and support the opposition to the Sainsbury's development, support the opposition to corporate control and takeover of our town. Thanks very much. This is Matt Lee from Indifference Productions signing off for Radio 4A. See you soon.